Appeals. Okay, I think that's all the announcements, so I'm going to hand over to Connor now.
Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing, and know that the Lord is God. Good morning and welcome to the service. Today is CE Sunday, so the Junior CE will be leading the service. For you that don't know me, I'm Connor, and if you're expecting one of the cute kids in the pulpit today, I'm afraid you'll just have to put up with a not-so-cute teenager instead, as we're a bit short in numbers today. Our first two hymns today are God of Grace and Come People of the Risen King. These hymns really remind us of who the God we worship is, and because of that reminder that we should rejoice in him together. And we'll remain seated for the first hymn, and then if I can invite you to stand for Come People of the Risen King.
Wonder, there is this about and free.
eldest member of the CE this year, Matthew, will come and lead us in prayer.
Dear God, you are amazing, you are awesome, and you are incredible. Thank you that you have brought us all here today to worship you. We thank you that you love us with a never-stopping, never-giving-up, always and forever love. Thank you for the Bible. We thank you that through it you have shown your love and faithfulness to us and that you sent a rescuer for us. We thank you that because of Jesus we are forgiven and we are your children. Thank you for CE. Thank you for our elders who point us to Jesus each week. We think of those who cannot be with us today. We ask that those who are sick would feel your love and comfort and know that we miss them when they are not here. We are sorry for when we come to church with our minds thinking about other things. Please help us to focus our minds on you in worship now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our CE elder, Ian, will now come and read us our reading. The reading is found in Psalm 89, verses 1 to 8, and that will be page 592 in the Pew Bibles.
Psalm 89. I will sing of the Lord's great love forever. With my mouth I will make your faithfulness known through all generations. I will declare that your love stands firm forever, that you established your faithfulness in heaven itself. You said, I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to David, my servant. I will establish your line forever and make your throne firm through all generations. The heavens praise your wonders, O Lord, your faithfulness too in the assembly of the holy ones. For who in the skies above can compare with the Lord? Who is like the Lord among the heavenly beings? In the council of the holy ones, God is greatly feared. He is more awesome than all who surround him. O Lord, God Almighty, who is like you? You are mighty, O Lord, and your faithfulness surrounds you.
Our theme this year in CE has been God's big plan, and how every story we have learnt has shown us how God has a big plan for our lives. So the members of the Junior CE will now come and tell you a little bit more about it, and we'll also show a wee video the kids have learnt that walks us through God's big plan.
This year at sea, our theme has been God's big plan. We have been travelling through history from the beginning through to Jesus as the fulfilment of God's plan. We have learnt about creation, the fall of man, and Noah and the promise, Abraham, Isaac, and the sacrificial ram, through to Joseph saving God's people from the famine, Moses, Passover, and the Exodus, through to the people's king, Saul, and God's king, David. With Elijah directing the people back to God on Mount Carmel and Esther saving God's people from destruction, Nehemiah in rebuilding Jerusalem, For the remainder of the year, we will be learning about Jesus, his ministry and ultimate sacrifice for us all. And we will be looking to the future when Jesus will return for his children, God's big plan right through history.
We will now stand to sing Indescribable, and you can see if you can live up to the level of the CE there. This is a hymn that shows us how human words will never be able to capture the power and awesomeness of our God, yet this God still loves our sinful hearts so, so much.
Thank you.
In Junior CE, we have a missionary project each year, and this year it's the Mission Aviation Fellowship, or MAF for short. This is an organization that uses planes to reach some of the most isolated people on the planet to physically and spiritually transform their lives. So now we're going to watch a video showing a wee bit more on what they do.
It took me a while to become a Christian, but after I did, I wanted others to know. So I went back to the villages to share Jesus' love with them. The needs are great here. If a woman has a baby, if someone gets hurt, they have no way out. They would not be able to make it. When MAF comes, everything changes.
MAF works so that individual lives, churches, and communities can be transformed by the love of Jesus Christ. Working alongside our many partners to bring medical care, community development, Bible translation, evangelism, and ultimately hope to places where there is none. Mission Aviation Fellowship continues to share Christ's love from deep jungles to rugged mountains to war-torn countries. Because we believe everyone deserves access to basic human needs. Everyone deserves a chance to hear the name of Jesus Christ.
Why did God hope to a place where there was no hope? And it impacted these people. It changed me.
The offering will now be collected. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this offering. I pray that it may be used wisely to carry out your work in this church and further afield. In your name, amen. Hannah, Oliver, and Grace will now lead our prayers for others.
Dear God, thank you for Jill and Johnny. Please help them in their work in Cambodia. Please keep them safe. Help them to know you are always with them. Amen. Dear God, thank you for this big, beautiful world. Thank you that you are everywhere in it. Please guide MAF to the places that most need help and to hear about you. Please be with MAF as they go to scary and lovely places. In your name, amen.
Well done, guys. We're now going to stand to sing In Christ Alone, and I just encourage you to really focus on the lyrics of this great hymn as we sing it.
Blood of Christ.
I'd like to welcome Adrian as our familiar but nevertheless special guest today, and just ask her now to speak to us. All the other children in the church are also invited to join the CE at the front.
Morning. Were they fabulous or not? I thought every single one of them was just great. We've only got 6 people in CE and you were all fabulous. Will we give you another wee clap? I think we should. Okay, we're just waiting for one or two more boys and girls to come. That's a girl. Do you want to get a wee seat up here? There's a wee seat there for you. Alrighty. Okay, well, it's lovely to see you all this morning, boys and girls. I wonder, do you like stories? Yeah, I love stories. And I thought this morning I would just tell you a story. Now, there are lots of really good stories in the Bible. There are lots of them that are about boys and men. But since I'm a girl, I thought I'd tell you a story about a girl. So this girl, I've just learned from what you were telling me there earlier on, James, that you've learned about her already in CE this year. Her name was Esther. And Esther has got a whole book of the Bible called after her. It's a wee bit of a strange story because in the whole of the book, God's name isn't mentioned once. That's a bit strange, isn't it? Yeah. But even though God seems to be silent, God is still there. And that's what we're going to think about this morning. And I want you, every time I put my finger up to my lips like this, and I whisper, God was quiet. I want you in a big, loud, strong voice to say back to me, but God was there. Could you do that? Well, have we practice? And we need all the big people to help us as well. All right? So, God was quiet. But God was there. Great. You're brilliant. So every single time you see my finger up at my lips, you have to get ready. God was quiet. But God was there. Okay, so I've got my storybook. Peter did this nicely for me, isn't it very good? Okay, so we're going to start our story. Long ago, there was a king. He was very powerful and he ruled over countries far and wide. Who'd like to be the king? Matthew, come on ahead. Okay, I've got prop man Peter here. He's going to put on your crown and your robe. Alrighty, so you sit on your throne. Now the king was very rich. But he was also a little bit silly. He spent all his money on parties. The parties lasted for months and months with the very best food served on plates of gold. Now, the king sometimes got himself into trouble because he let his advisors tell him what to do. And some of the laws he passed were not very wise. And he lost his temper very quickly. Very good. Once during a big party, he commanded the queen to come in so that he could show her off in front of all his guests. Well, the queen refused. And the king was furious. He didn't like it one bit. He ranted and he raved, and his advisors said to him, "Get rid of the queen. Get a new queen instead." So, have you noticed? God was quiet. But God was there. So, the advisors arranged for all the women of the kingdom to be gathered at the palace and to be given some beauty treatment. Now, they didn't have a weekend at a fancy spa. They had a whole year of creams and makeup and perfume and hairspray and all sorts. One of the young girls was called Esther. She was a Jew, one of God's chosen people. And long ago, her family had been captured and brought to this kingdom. Now, very sadly, her mummy and daddy had died when she was little. But she'd got an older cousin whose name was Mordecai, and he looked after her. The two of them were part of God's people. But they must have sometimes wondered where God was, as they had been carried away to this foreign country. God was quiet. Now, of all the girls who had the beauty treatment, the king thought there was something very special about Esther. And he fell in love with her, and he decided to make her his queen. Who would like to be the queen? Grace, would you like to be the queen? Come on, do we get you crowned here? So, Queen Esther the First. And still, there's no mention of God in the story. Now, the king may have been very powerful, but he had powerful enemies too. Once, when cousin Mordecai was visiting the palace, he overheard people plotting to kill the king. Well, who would like to be Mordecai? All right, come on, James. We'll stand you up here in the middle. Yeah, good man. Now, Mordecai wasn't really a big fan of the king, but he was a loyal man, and he didn't want any harm to come to the king. So he whispered what he had heard to Queen Esther. And Queen Esther told the guards, and the guards told the king. Esther and Mordecai saved the king's life. And still, there's no mention of God in this story. God was quiet. Good. Sometime later, there was a new prime minister, and his name was Haman. Who'd like to be Haman?
Me.
Well, maybe take Ryan, because Haman's going to turn out to be a baddie, and I think Ryan could be a baddie. This prime minister has a very fancy hat. Now, Haman was a very proud man, and he was more interested in having money and power than in being a good leader. He ordered everybody to kneel down whenever they saw him. Imagine that. And you know what? Everybody did, except Mordecai. Mordecai didn't believe he should bow down and worship an ordinary man. So he didn't bow down to Haman, and Haman hated him for it. Let me see your angry face. Oh, very good. In fact, Haman was furious. And still, in our story, God was quiet. One night, the king couldn't sleep. He tossed and he turned in bed. And then, eventually, in the middle of the night, he started reading through the old records of his kingdom, and they reminded him of all sorts of things that he had forgotten. One thing that he discovered was that the man who had helped save his life years before was called Mordecai. Well, the king thought he really should have rewarded Mordecai. So the next day, he told Prime Minister Haman to go out and buy an expensive robe and give it to Mordecai. Then he was to parade Mordecai in the fancy robe all around the town. Well, as you can imagine, Haman was not very happy. He hated doing that. He was very cross indeed. And he made up his mind that as Mordecai was a Jew, he was going to get rid of all the Jews. So Haman told the king that he should make a law that could never, ever be changed, that all the Jews in the kingdom should be killed. So that meant Mordecai would be killed, but also Queen Esther would be killed, because the king didn't know that she was a Jew. Now, you might think that because his special people were in danger, God might come into the story now. But God was quiet.
But God was scared.
Now, Mordecai heard about the new law and he was scared. He knew this was really serious, as it would wipe out all the Jews in the kingdom. He wondered if the king could help. But how could he get to talk to the king? Cousin Esther, she was allowed to speak to the king, but only when the king called her into his presence and allowed her to speak by holding out his scepter. If she spoke out of turn, she could be killed. It would be a huge risk, but only Queen Esther would be able to save God's people. It was Esther's time. Maybe this was why she had become queen. Maybe God had put her there for this special purpose. It was her time to do the right thing. So she asked all her friends to pray, and she went to the king. Esther was brave. When it was the right moment and the king was sitting in the throne room, she asked to speak, and the king held out his scepter as a sign that he was willing to listen to her. Now, Esther took things very slowly. First of all, she invited the king and Haman to a meal. Then, after that, she invited them to another meal. Well, Haman was so proud of himself. Imagine the king asking him to come to dinner, not once, but twice. He was feeling really good about himself. But at that second meal, Esther had a word with the king. Esther, do you want to have a wee whisper in the king's ear there? Good girl. Now you can sit down. So Esther spoke up and she told the king what Haman was planning. It really was a horrible plan, wasn't it? And Esther was very brave in going to the king and telling him. And so what did the king do? Well, he had Haman taken away and he had him punished. But the story wasn't quite over yet. The law couldn't be changed. The people of God could still be killed. The king didn't know what to do. He needed an advisor, so he sent for Mordecai, and he decided that Mordecai would now be his prime minister. Excuse me, old prime minister, could you give that one your hat, please? Brilliant. Great looking prime minister there. So Mordecai suggested they pass another law, and this law said that if the Jews were attacked, they would be allowed to defend themselves. And so it all worked out. Queen Esther had saved the day, and her bravery had saved all of God's people. Now, thank you very much to the king and to Mordecai. You can have a wee seat now. I like the boy. Okay, so that was quite a long story, and God was very quiet in it. But all the time, he was there helping Mordecai and Esther to do the right thing. And we saw how God helped Esther, and when he helped her, it helped her to do the right thing, and then that changed everything. Instead of her people being killed, they were kept safe. I thought it was a really good story because it had a wee bit of excitement and it had goodies and baddies and we weren't sure what was going to happen. But it was long ago and I was wondering, what has this all got to do with us? Well, as we kept reminding ourselves all through the story, God was quiet, but God was there. And sometimes it can seem to us like God is silent. Sometimes he can feel far away and very quiet. And sometimes he doesn't seem to answer our prayers the way we would like him to. Sometimes boys and girls can feel like that. They feel that God is very far away from them. And sometimes big people can feel like that too. They can feel that God is very silent and he doesn't hear their prayers. But there are two things that I want us to learn today in church. All of us, boys and girls and big people. And they're very simple things. Here's the first one. Even though God is quiet, often he seems quiet, but he is still there, and he's still working his will out in our world and in our lives. And the second thing I want you to remember is that God can use you and me. He worked things out for Queen Esther to do one special thing just at the right time, and that changed everything for her people. And sometimes the things God would like us to do are small things, and sometimes they're much bigger things. Can you imagine maybe in school, you know, that sometimes the teacher moves everybody around when she thinks they're a wee bit noisy or something, she thinks, oh, we'll move everybody around today. And maybe you're sitting beside a boy or girl that you've never sat beside before. And maybe if you tried to be friendly to them and talk to them, it might make a big difference to them because they could be feeling a wee bit nervous about sitting beside somebody new. Or maybe, what about if your mummy has been making the dinner and then she's washing the dishes and she's got a whole lot of work to do to tidy up? You could say, "Mummy, I'll tidy up the toys." That would make a big difference to your mummy, wouldn't it? Sometimes the things that we do to help, what can be very small, and sometimes maybe they're much bigger things and we have to be very brave, like Queen Esther. There's a friend of mine was telling me a story about a coffee shop where she had been, and she was sitting at a table in the coffee shop and she noticed a lady beside her, and the lady looked very sad. And then the lady got up to go, and my friend noticed that the lady was actually crying. So she said to her, "Would you like to sit down beside me for a minute?" And my friend listened to the lady telling about something very sad that had happened to her. But she was just in the right place at the right time, and God was able to use her to do something very important to make a difference to that lady, because she listened to her story. And then do you know what else she did? She said to her, "Here's my phone number. If you ever want a wee chat, you can give me a call." And she had to be very brave to do that, but she did it. So sometimes there are little things that we can do, and sometimes there are big things. Two very, very simple lessons today. Not just for the boys and girls, but especially for the boys and girls. God, even when he's silent, is still there, and we can do a special job to make a difference to somebody else. Now, I hope you'll all remember that. And once again, thank you very much for all you've done today to make our service so special. We're going to pray together to finish. Father God, we are so happy to know that even if you seem quiet, you're still there and you're working things out in our lives and in our world. Thank you, Lord, that you can use us to make a difference to other people. Please help us to be brave like Queen Esther. Amen. Now, earlier in the service, we heard your lovely singing of All Through History. And now we're all going to sing that song together to finish our service. So remember, see the way you were singing out there and doing the actions? Will you do that again? Brilliant.
Shepherd boy became a king. The Lord was good, the Lord was strong, and David lived his life for him. Daniel was inside a lion's den. God brought him to safety once again. The Lord was good, the Lord was strong, and Daniel lived his life for him. Get to know our God again. The Lord is good, the Lord is strong, and we will live our lives for Him.
Once again, a big thank you to all the members of the CE and for all that they did this morning. You were terrific. Just remind you on the way out that we do take a retiring offering to support the work of the CE. And if you would like a transfer and the speaker to be your new minister, that is absolutely fine with me, but I just want you to know that I'm her agent and it will cost you. So let's pray together. Lord, we thank you for the CE. We thank you for our boys and girls, for their freshness, their innocence, their enthusiasm. We pray that we would share some of those qualities and love you as we should. And so now may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit rest and abide upon each one of us, both now and forevermore. Amen.